What kind of movie is Black Panther? Is it a black movie? Is it a superhero movie?
I think
now, you gave me a side eye just
the
then.
term, I did, because I think maybe some of these terms are, you know, they're limiting, you know, the black movie term. Like, let's crack that open.
This video of Atlanta students dancing joyfully when they were told they'd be going to see the movie going viral.
The first answer is that it's unexplainable. The second answer is that there's obviously a thirst for something.
What's the thirst, you think?
People are starved for the images that they see. They see power,
pride,
spectacle, intelligence, achievement.
But people can see not just themselves, but their dreams.
They see their dreams. It's aspirational.
Who's got Oye tonight in Atlanta? Swear to God, pop-up podcast. This is what we're doing, man. It's new. It's innovating. It's different. There's no schedule. There's no schedule to this shit. Yeah, you already know what it is, man. Host God Oye tonight in Atlanta. It's the Swear to God pop-up podcast. We back. Season 2. What's up? What are we doing? Fuck it. Let's get right into it, man. It is Black Panther Friday. Black Panther Mania is going crazy. I love it. It's beautiful. I see it. I love it. I got a question, though. Just got a question. How long are we going to do this? Are we going to stick with this one this time? I just want to know. Because if I pull my daishiki out, am I going to put it back up for like the next 30, 40 years? Or what are we doing? Are we really going forward with this? Because I love the excitement. I'm just saying, I haven't seen it in a while. You niggas are unpredictable. I thought I had y'all pegged. I thought I knew when y'all was going to get excited. I didn't know y'all was going to get this excited about a Marvel comic strip movie. Hero, black hero. I mean, y'all didn't do this for Selma, I don't think. And y'all didn't do this for, what was that? Birth of a New Nation. Y'all didn't do this. Y'all didn't even do this for Django, and that was Jamie Foxx. So I just want to know, like, is this the start, or what are we doing? Because it's beautiful, but I want to know how long it goes. You know, you niggas are fickle. You niggas are fickle as shit. We'll put something on blast, and I swear to God, tomorrow we'll act like we didn't know what we was doing. Nobody knew that we went hard for Black Panther. Marvel Comics is finna make $500 billion, and then tomorrow that's just it. Y'all just did it for posts. Y'all just did it so y'all can post on y'all Instagram and your daishikis and your Coming to America outfits. Like, Black Panther Friday has turned into Halloween, and I just want to know if we're going to keep going with it or if we done. I need to know. It's Host God Oye, Swear to God pop-up podcast. Look, it's been a minute. I know. I've been busy living life, man. Trying to get some things straight out here, okay, if you will. It's been a while. My birthday passed. Had a beautiful birthday. My pops passed. It's crazy. Rest in peace to my pops. My kids are getting big. Like, big. Like, my son is huge, and my daughter's a grown woman. She's driving. She picked me up from the club the other day. I was like, you're two. Like, what are you doing? It's that crazy. What else is going on? Oh, the shootings. Y'all want to talk about that? Or we celebrating Black Panther Friday, so we can't. Fuck it. We'll talk about it. Okay. I see a lot of you stupid motherfuckers on the social media. And I know that's y'all's, because that's what y'all gonna say. Well, just unfollow me if you don't want to see me. Yeah, but it's deeper than that. It's not just that I don't want to see you. Like, I don't even want you thinking the way y'all think. Here's the thing. You motherfuckers are stupid. I tried to find another word before I said that, but this is the Swear to God pop-up podcast, and shit pops in my head, and I say it. You niggas are stupid. Okay? Yes. Another mass shooting, so they say. Right? It's what they say. 17 dead in the high school. 17 dead. The assailant, the accused, last name is Cruz, but they say he's white. They say he was adopted by the Cruz family. He's a European. He's a honky. He's a Caucasian, if you will. And with that being said, he wasn't touched. Like, it looked like an episode a cops, the way they had him laying on the ground without a mark on his face, which is amazing to me, right? Yeah, but he killed 17 people and nothing happened to him. He just got arrested. And then he went to the courthouse and his lawyer consoled him, and that was weird to watch, right? The man just killed 17 people and she was hugging him. I was like, wait a minute, he killed 17, made it out alive. He was gonna spend the rest of his life in jail, but I know niggas that got stopped from running stop signs and they didn't make it home. It's just funny. It's funny, but a lot of people on social media talk about, yo, what can we do to stop this? Let me tell you something, okay? Stop, man, stop. It's not gonna stop. Okay, let me, I don't wanna be insensitive. It's not going to stop, my nigga. This is America. I don't know where y'all from. I've been here for a while. I don't know where y'all from, but where I'm from in America, the bad shit happens here. We say it don't, but it does. Okay? So they're gonna keep shooting up schools. And you wanna know why they're gonna keep shooting up schools? Number one, because the person that does the shooting always seems to end up the most famous person on the planet. Okay? I think on one of the other episodes, we talked about the fact that the low self-esteem rate in this country is higher than it's ever been. And what do you do when you got low self-esteem? You do shit to show out. You remember back in the day, you had a kid in class, low self-esteem. He always had boogers. All his clothes were dirty. He smelled like piss. And old roaches at the house used to crawl out his book bag. Y'all remember him? What he used to do at school? He used to show out. He was loud. He wanted that attention from the teacher. He wanted the teacher to tell him to sit down. He wanted the teacher to throw him out of the classroom. He needed attention. That's what happens when you have low self-esteem. You do shit that nobody else wants you to do. Nobody else thinks you should do, but you do it anyway. They call it mental illness in 2018, which is also some more bullshit. Everything is mental illness. No, niggas is low self-esteem. Let's call it what it is. I think that's what my problem is with my community, with the black community, with the blacks. When shit is something, we don't say what it is. We handle shit like how the Europeans, how the hunkies handle shit. No, let's say what it is. It's not mental illness, nigga. This nigga was acting out. It was a badass fucking kid. And nothing happened to him. Not a scratch, not a black eye, a drip of blood, nothing. He didn't lose an eyelash. And the cops took him down. So let me get this straight. You killed 17 motherfuckers, no cop feels for their life, and he makes it to court on time. He didn't have a limp or nothing. But I get stopped because I got tinted windows on my car, and if I get out the car, you pull out your gun because you fear for your life. Okay, there's something wrong with that, but fuck that. Let's say what it is. It's low self-esteem. It's not gonna stop. Some niggas on social media is talking about, let's give the teachers guns. I wish you stupid motherfuckers die, and I hope y'all don't got no kids. Cause I got kids, right? And I love my kids' teachers, I really do. But I don't want them motherfuckers to have no guns, okay? That's not the answer, you stupid motherfucker. It's just not the answer. Now, I did see something on social media that said, if you wanna stop it, hire retired military personnel, put two or three, they'll work for a couple of MREs and some health benefits and some super low pay and put them in the schools. I like that. I can work with that. I like that. Let's do that. That's a good idea. Here's the other thing about America. When shit go wrong, all we do is pray for it, right? We don't do nothing for real. We don't want no real change. We don't want real solutions. You wanna know why? Because when you get a real solution, that's the end of the money that you can get from that situation. Okay? So you can take that back to your God. You can take that back to your pastor, your grandmother, and your social media platforms when y'all be talking y'all shit. This country, this world is based on money, motherfuckers. I really wish y'all would start realizing that and understanding that and make moves and decisions based on that. And not on social media posts and likes and emotional shit. And I know y'all not gonna like me for singing this, but a lot of y'all do shit for Jesus. He ain't coming. I mean, you can still think he coming, but he ain't coming. Jesus not coming. He watching. Like, look, I showed y'all what was going on. Why did I didn't make the adjustment? At least that's what I would say if I was Jesus. I wouldn't be looking at y'all motherfuckers like, y'all stupid as shit. I mean, you can stop it if you really wanted to fucking stop it, but who really wants to stop it? We can't get no money if you really stop it. It's like cancer. We can cure it, but who wants to cure it? We get too much money. It's too emotional and sentimental. But that's just my take, man. It's the host, God Oye, tonight in Atlanta. Sweat of God pop-up podcast. Don't forget, Tuesday night, you catch me at Crew Lounge. Friday night, I'm at Opium Lounge. Saturday night, I'm at Sweet Lounge. And next week, 2 weeks, CIAA. I got 3 gigs so far. So, Charlotte, if you need me to come tear your spot down, holla at me, man. Host God on the gram, at Tonight in Atlanta on the gram, at Crew on 2. Shout out to the whole family, man. Happy birthday to all my Aquarius, Pisces. Y'all up next, man. Host God Oye, tonight in Atlanta. Swear to God, pop-up podcast. BT, put some shit behind my shit and get my shit. And let's go. Swear to God, pop-up podcast. Yep. Wait. We're not done. This episode is not over. I'm still here, host God Oye. Tonight in Atlanta, Swear to God, pop-up podcast. And the credits rolled, but we're still here because I went to see the movie. Listen, okay, people? Beautiful movie. Excellent. Beautiful. If you saw it, what did you get from the movie? Answer that to yourselves. What did, if it taught you anything? A lot of times entertainment is just entertainment. It was just, I don't even remember how long it was. It was 2 hours and some change, maybe, or something like that. And it kept me in my seats. I went to see the 3D version. I wanted to get up close and personal so I can get the full experience. It was amazing. I had a good time. The writing was crazy. The action scenes were crazy. Super dope. Shout out to Marvel for doing that. But I what did you get? Was there a point? Did you get something from it? Here's what I got from it. And what I tried to talk to as many people about as I can. The conversations that I have with the people in my family and my friends, my associates, the people that I know, I try to tell them all the time. You know, we as a culture, as a people, as a community, we dislike the Europeans, the honkies, the white Americans, whatever you want to call them. We tend to just dislike them, just generalizing, you know what I mean? Without even like thinking about like all white people are like the same to our community. And it's not. But the one thing that I appreciate is how they stick together. This is just how they stick together. That's they do, but then they don't if you really understand the whole thing about it. So they'll stick together if anybody else comes and attacks them, but then amongst themselves, they'll fuck each other up. They don't care. They're still separated between them, but that's how they move. You feel me? I don't know if you saw the film, so I'm not gonna blow the film for you. I'm not gonna do too many spoiler alerts. I'm just telling you what I kind of get from it. I would love to see my community move, and I put this up on Facebook a while ago, my community move the way that the Indian community moves, or the way the Asian community moves, or the way the Mexican community moves. They don't make announcements. They don't make posts. They don't. They talk amongst themselves in their own houses, in their car. And it's like 17 of them in the Mexican house, and it's like 8 of them in the Indian house, and it's like 10 of them in the Asian house. That's another thing we need to pick up, by the way, while I'm talking about that. I want to say we're like the only community where, like, once we get 18, 19, if you like live with your moms, you get clowned. That's whack. And don't get me wrong, I'm on my own. I left my house when I was 15, 16 years old, me personally. But Listen, I got kids, man. Do you know what I would give not to pay $1,400 a month in rent right now? You would too. That's why you fucking laughing. Don't judge me, okay? I say the shit that nobody else is gonna say, pretty much, right here on the Swear to God pop-up podcast. But it was a dope movie. I encourage you to go see it. I'm going back. I went to see it by myself. I was selfish, but I'm going back. I'm taking my kids. I'm going to take my son, and I'm going to take my daughter, and just so they can enjoy it, just so they can experience it and say, Daddy brought us here. And then later on, they'll watch it again and get what they need to get out of it. But, Jose God Oye, man, we just wanted to do, you know, I wanted to come right back at it. I ain't want to wait till the next episode. But the next episode is coming soon. BT, lock me in. I'm coming soon. I'm coming in the studio. Have the wine ready the way you have it ready. Have my hookah on deck the way the hookahs is normally on deck whenever we go in studio. So we're going to go in studio for the next one. I might have some people come through. Might have some guests or something like that. I don't know, man. I don't know. That was last night. Yesterday was Friday. When we did the part one, so this Saturday, part two, so we had Sweet Lounge tonight. We're going to have some fun, man. Whatever you do, man, spread love, okay? Spread love. They say, Biggie said it was the Brooklyn way. I say it should be the world's way. It should be the human's way. Just spread love. You'll be surprised how much fucking things happen that you want to happen when you spread the love, man. Host God Oye, Swear to God, pop-up podcast, yeah.